I want to talk to you tonight about the steady growth, not automatic, but the steady growth of a healthy church. The steady growth. We know that the people are the church. Are you with me? I believe that there's some people that's supposed to be here, but some of us are still locked. We're locked in to ourselves. Because a healthy church ought to keep growing. Are you with me? You believe we ought to have more growth? Sometimes God may be pruning us, but sometimes we holding stuff back too. Anything healthy is going to grow. So as we begin to launch into different cities and doing certain things, it's important that you realize that. It's sort of like the rich people. Everybody got money, don't go to hell. So every big church is not dead. Are you with me? Because the more people, the more healthy people, the stronger we can move. And you have to make sure that you're part of that steady growth of the healthy church. You know that when I say church, I'm talking about you. So whatever we identify with tonight, we're talking, Rev, about the individual. Because when the individual realizes who they are, then you will begin to be healthy. Are you with me? Matthew chapter 16, the Bible reads in verse 18. We heard it before. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There's a constant moving. There's a gradual prevail. The gates of hell will not prevail. In other words, as the church is growing out, there's nothing the devil can do about it. Why? Because there's a steady growth to healthy people. Are you with me? You know, anytime something begins to spread, it has to take over something before it moves. And some of us are stopping God from taking over the city because we're not allowing him to take over us. Because I think our church has been this size too long. There's some things that's holding it up, and it ain't God. I'm going to make sure I stay out of the way as much as I can, but I believe some of us are holding up God's growth. We're holding it up. We're holding up God's people because we're not steadily growing. When you're not growing, you become a part of the enemy to stagnate the church. You ever been in churches like ours? And they look and they say, man, that's a good word. But what the first thing people want to see? They want to see, where's the growth level? Not to say it's got to be thousands, but it ought to be steady. God is steadily growing. He added to the church daily. When the last we see somebody get saved in here? When the last we see a true conversion that came and latched on? A lot of times we got to begin to go back and evaluate. What's stagnating me? What's keeping me from going full throttle? What's stopping me from becoming the true church? And you got to ask yourself that. I believe that. I believe tonight, all of us here tonight, Marvie, I think some of us are holding up. We're holding up people. They're crying and say, God, I love you. I want to see you. But we're holding them up. We're just holding them up. They want to run. But what causes people not to come? What stops them? Let's talk about a few things that will stop you from becoming the church, stop you from really growing. And I'm talking about experience. I'm talking about things that you see. I'm talking about some things that's in here. But this is the thing that stops the world from coming and biting as hard as they see Christ, but it's you in the way. We in the way. They're trying to get to Christ. And when they really try to grab Christ, they got to worry about you in the way. They got to deal with the man. I remember one of the religious people got together, and all the religions, the Muslims, and they would say a comment. They would say, we don't have a problem with Christ. It's his followers who got the problem with. We don't have a problem with what he does. But how many of us can live out and bleed out everything God wants us to bleed out? Amen. There are reasons why we don't see the growth of the church. Stagnated. I think about that. I know y'all think that we think we're going to be small and powerful. I don't want just small and just a little bit of people. We can do more with more. We may have to separate the church into 400, 400, 400, 400, but we can't keep staying at this level. We have to break open. Are you with me? Even though we don't take nothing from where we come from, and thank God for you, but it's more, who are you holding up? Let me give you some reasons why people, they stagnate their own life when it comes to the church. Number one, we know because of ignorance. You're ignorant. People are destroyed. Why? Lack of knowledge. You don't have knowledge of stuff. Some of you do no research. You don't dig out the scripture. You don't study the word to show yourself approved. You know, you can't rightly divide the word unless you study. So you become ignorant. When you become ignorant of things you don't know, guess what? You become a victim. Just today, I was passing by one of the old churches I used to hang with there. And I started to look and I said, man, what was I thinking? What was I thinking with these people here? They're doing the same thing. But the only thing is I changed. Knowledge will lift you up, take you where God wants you to see. But ignorance will keep you in the blunder that's around you. Ignorance is what keeps you from becoming an environment changer. You never can change nothing around you. You cannot steadily grow in the church when you don't know how the church works. Some of us, we still struggle with the spirit world. You haven't settled it. The spirit world, whatsoever you bind in heaven will be bound on the earth. It's more important that you bind things in the spirit world and then act it out on the earth. We still think that's like a myth. Some of you still, after being here all this time, you still think your job is more important than the spirit world. You still think your children are more important than the spirit world. You still think cars and houses and mama and daddy and auntie and spouse is more important than you aligning yourself in the spirit world. It's just like Dr. Brad say. If your back mess up, you're going to catch sickness somehow. Eventually. Notice, God never said to seek only, but he said the first thing, you got to get your spine right. First things have to be first. So it's not taking things off so much of prioritizing. If you want to be somebody that's stagnated in the church, be full of ignorance. Ignorance is breed and disobedience. You don't have to say, I don't want to know. All you got to do is disobey God. Yeah. All you got to do is do it your way. Your self-will inflicted on you, how you see it, will breed ignorance. You don't have to say, I want to be ignorant. I don't want to. You don't have to say that. All you got to do is don't follow in the light. Darkness will be right there. You will fall into darkness. And you know what man's doctrine is full of? What's the essence of man doctrine? It's absent of light. It's just absent of light. So they philosophize with their mind to make reason of what they see. Because they don't understand that there's a world above them. So I'm going to make a story that God killed my four-year-old daughter because this is just where I'm at. Not knowing that the devil is real. Not knowing that the scriptures tell us and the spirit tell us he come to steal, kill, and destroy. So you come up with a philosophy that accommodates where you at. It's called your own kingdom. And people live like that. That's why you have people that they think a certain way, they go a certain way. All this works against the kingdom of God. Because here God's kingdom come on the earth, and then you got certain people. That's why it's difficult sometimes for a rich person to hear the gospel. Because why? The ignorance, the darkness of this world have clouded their thinking. So they think the spirit world is what? It's not real. Why? Because I'm just eating now. I got a better life. That Jerry Springer over there, I ain't that bad. And these people doing this, I'm doing good. Not knowing, what can a man if he gain the whole world? I mean, you know it, but you never act on it. Why? Because you're ignorant of it. Are you with me? Ignorance will keep you in a state of knowing what to do but never doing it. Because how many of you know something is good if they're giving out free cell phones at Walmart or Verizon for the first 6,000 people, iPhone, BlackBerry, and all of them together? You're going to be right there. Let me get one of them. Why? Because you know that's something good for you. You don't wait. I can show you example after example. When you know you're going to get something good, you don't wait. You act on it. But when it comes to spiritual things, you got to begin to understand that your ignorance will cause you to miss out with God. Are you with me? The church is stagnated because some of us are just ignorant. When you're ignorant, you keep believing in false hope. People tell you stuff and you think it's not. You know how many times we just battle. You know that comes out of that struggle. You struggle. Struggle is supposed to happen for a little while till you get the victory. But not as long as some of us been struggling. You got to pull out. Who is God? It's one thing if you're not addressing it, but some of us think we can go to the armies of the enemy and begin to declare what God is saying and not that, you know, God just going to lose. And some of us are give up thinking, oh, well, we tried. You ever hear somebody tell you that? We tried God, but there is no but. You didn't try our God. He never fails. We may try to find a way. Are you with me? So ignorance is why people stay stagnated. Second thing, I just said it, a lack of action. Movement. Just like us going to Columbia, are we moving? Are you ready to move with God? Sometimes God could speak to you, and because you are not ready to move, you think it's something, you need something else. When God speaks, send it to your feet. Some of us always got to process everything. Who are you? Who am I to process God's word? We don't tell God what to do. He tells us what to do. It's a pleasure to serve him. But you know what happens? When you stop moving in actions, I can tell you, some of y'all don't even know your words. I just wish sometime you could take months. And say, yeah, man, yeah, you, Leroy, come up to me. And he say, yeah, Pastor, I know I got to do. And we all got little habits, but I'm talking about spiritual things. And you say, yeah, Leroy, I say, yeah, I'm going to do it. I said, well, Leroy, you know, it's been about 9 years you've been saying that. You're going to take Janet on a vacation? It's been 9 years. You don't really think I'm going to believe you, right? Yeah. But he'll believe it. It's amazing how hope will just keep you dangling. Yeah. One day. No, it's been 9 years. You agree that was a long time. But see, when you still got that little hope, you're jumping over it. No wonder. It's like the lotto. I mean, you wonder. These people do this thing 200 times and don't win. But they still up in there. They still going like this time is going to be it. Be like, man, that is hope. Why? Because a lack of action will always cause you to start reading the wrong kind of messages. When you don't move on God, what is God telling you to do now? Move. How many know it's going to be different? I don't know why some of you come and you say, well, Pastor, this is all new to me. what I'm going to tell you. Get a number. Do you think I know what I'm doing all the time? You got to follow God. You got to get before, because he is, now listen, if he knows, there's no way you can stay before him and cut everything down and don't know nothing. He going to speak to your heart. He going to move on your heart. But guess what? We want crutches. We want somebody to pray for us. We want somebody to say, help us. We want somebody to speak a word to us. We want to hear something. We don't want, you got to dig this thing out yourself. Well, let me get that. Anthony, you got a word? And no, but get your own word. And some of y'all look at Anthony and say, he prophetic. What are you then? He's prophetic. He has a call. You got a call. We all are prophetic, but see, that's a lazy spirit. You want somebody else to do your work. No action. If God call you up, always remember it's going to take more responsibility for the breakthrough. You ain't going to never be able to just sit there and feast on it and say, yeah, this is what the Lord did for me and all of this. No, it ain't going to work like that. Something going to be there. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And I know y'all don't really want to hear this, but this is the reality. I wish it was something like you pray and you get up in the morning and people just start walking in the church and all of that. It don't work like that. You got to get dirty. You got to get down in it. You got to work. I was talking to myself, but I was just thinking about the government and politics and how these people, you know why we're in so much chaos? It's because the people on the top don't want to get dirty. There's no one size fit all. And some of us, we're just clinging to Obama. Obama, if you look at what he's doing for the black community, he ain't even doing much. That's why the people are getting upset, because it's like, listen, if they're giving you extra money, all the power you got to act like who you from. That's like you giving other people food and don't feed your own family. Let's start here. We're not saying we ain't going to get over there, but let's start over here. But guess what? Some of us don't know nothing because we just sit there and lean on other people. Why? Because of a lack of action. That's what churches will do when you come to church and you just think, I ain't got to. How many of you may have not even pick up your word since the last time you've been here? D-E-A-D. No matter how much you hearing, no matter how much busy you are in your job, no matter how much work you got, nobody got more children than me, but how many children you got, we seeking God first. We got to put these things aside. Why? Because we're a part of the church that's progressing. We can't get stagnated. We can't let a situation take too much time. I was telling Shamika today when we was talking about reach, and she was talking about the food, and I was talking about the food, and I told her, I said, Shamika, when it comes to the food, you got to let somebody else do that, because that could take the whole outreach if you start focusing on that. You got to have people here. And some of us, we don't do that. We try to go down and dig everything out in an area that's minor. Here you are, a king. God entrusting you with the seed. And you down here still talking about God got to just meet your needs. You got to settle these things. Why? Because you begin to move in action. You know, action always causes a response, because if it ain't here, guess what? I'll find out. If it ain't there, I'll go to this room. But if you just sit there, let me guess which room it is, and I'll just know I'll do it next week. And what, now is the time. Action is why people never be progressive in the church. People waiting. People waiting. How you know God ain't waiting for the whole church to arrive in Orangeburg or arrive in Greenville or to arrive before everything break out? Because God knows that the moment we all come as a true unit the way he called it, he can begin to release things. How you know that? You thinking some of you still got the mentality, oh, everybody go, I'll be all right. I try to do this. What happens when God set forth, if God called you here, when you get here, you begin to assemble yourself upright, ready to go. Imagine what could happen when we all become of one mind and begin to build the walls. Action. You want to know what separates you from people that you're trying to be like? Action. Action. If you prioritize your life, action. Some people are going to sit on it. Some people will move it. But everybody got the same talents. Are you with me? When I say talents, you got a gift. Maybe not the same gift, but the same seed of God, the nurturing, the Christ in you can be developed. And guess what? That's at your own pace. If you drop the ball and say, I'm going to wait a little while and I'm going to do that, that's on you. But don't get mad and start hating on people that's going further along. Because they're growing. They dig it in. More of God. They're taking on more. And what separates you from people who grow in God, the responsibility is different. You don't worry about some of the things that some of you still battling with. It's because you got to get in action. Try stuff. Change it up. Move. Subtract. Add. I just can't stay here. Some of y'all so young. We young. You're going to sit here and you're going to say your marriage or something like this. Man, that's too many years. I got to fix this now. What are we going to do this the next 40 years? Girl, we'll be done kill ourselves in here. Something got to grow. That's how you should be thinking. You think I'm going to let these kids run me so when they leave, you just sitting there with no teeth, no nothing in your mouth, your hair falling out, you ain't got nothing? You got to grow. Let me set up a system that will allow these people to see. These children got to see. We God is our source. Are you with me? So action will always stop you. Most of you in here, action. Everybody here can know what to do, but action. If we start doing this, you grade yourself. Are you A, B, C, or D? Resistor A, resistor B. You ask yourself, what are you? Are you somebody as an enabler? Are you? That's something you ask yourself. Are you a member? Are you just a believer? Are you a disciple? Are you a minister? Are you a son? That's something you got to ask. My love, God's love for you ain't going to never change. But just because somebody loves you don't mean you're going to grow. And love don't necessarily, it gives you the foundation to grow, but it does not make you grow. Your will causes you to go up. But guess what? Your will has to be married to a word called action. Movement. Sometimes you start moving and you see what we're talking about the worlds and why God. Some of you don't understand what we're talking about, going to Columbia, doing all this stuff. Why? Because you're not in motion. When you get in motion, you can see things clear. You see things. You start going after it. Are you with me? So action is another thing that stops people from coming up. They never, the church that's steadily growing, they always have people of action. If you're not a person of action, you're not a part of that. Are you with me? Another thing, third thing that'll stop you from actually growing is when you continue to harbor a spirit of confusion. When I say harbor, that means that you know it's clear what you should do, but you take your own will and you clash. You get that because you want to wrestle with your will. Somebody, like, it's just like if I say, Leroy, let me have $10. He reach in his pocket to get the money. And I keep asking him the same question. Let me get $10. Let me get $10. Why? Because something in me don't believe that the $10 is authentic. Because confusion is in me, so it makes it look on the outside like something wrong with him. It's confused inside of me. When the word comes in, if you confused, that's how you see it confused. You have to stop harboring that. When you get a fresh move from God and a fresh word, go with the word. Don't you know the word is like the boat that's going to sail you out of the confusion? Some of y'all sit there when God telling you to do something. How can I do this? How would I? Ain't no but. If there's a word from God, let's get this thing going and I'll figure out where we can. Let's just go. Let's move. What God say, do this? All right, let's do this. Let's go with this. Let's go with that. Let's try. That's why it works better for desperate people, because they grab it and go with it. And it ain't because they desperate, it's because they take it and go with it. That's why you see people that's hungry, they bite and they go. The stagnated church is because of people that refuse to move in action and the people who harbor confusion on the inside. Most of us have to get flushed out. It's got to be clear. Where you getting flushed out? Let's name some stuff. Some of y'all ministry. What is ministry? Some of you getting flushed out is the call of God on your life, because we listen to all these weak backbone preachers tell us we got a call. You got most of the charismatic church now coming up thinking that they got to be a part of the fivefold ministry or they don't count. We never talk about the ministry of helps. We never talk about the other gifts. We only highlight the five gifts. There's more gifts that has to operate. Yes, these are the ones that lead more so. But it's embodied by other gifts. But see, we don't get there. Why? Because the confusion inside of you, because the way you've been taught. You got to have a church or you got to do your thing. Until you get all that confusion out, you won't understand what God is saying. People rushing to get a church and do this. Man, you ruin your life. These people stressing you out. You don't have a grace. You want to go into business. Go on, get your business so you can stress out because you're not ready. No covering. Just do it. You got to be careful about that. And I'm not talking about, I don't think any of you would do that. I'm talking about in your mind, because the cares of this world will come and pull you off, leaving. You know what? Let me give you a good example of that. You get a job promotion that's leading you to Oklahoma, so you're going to leave the church over that. Those devils just carry you out where you're feeding spiritually. Carnal people, devil, set it up. Come to you. Hey, now, what did your pastor say? You know, that church is everywhere now. That's like telling you there's mothers everywhere. So just get up and go to Arizona and think somebody's just going to take you in because you need a mother. There are people called to you to help you to go there. Are you with me? And because we're ignorant, because we don't see, we let the God of this world cloud our mind. It's in the system. That's why what we teach our children. Used to. Where you want to be in life? They say a doctor. So we tell them Princeton. Harvard. Yale. Johnson C. Smith. Schools like that. You know, we tell them schools like that. Why? Because we build it. You got to stop telling them that. They got to grab a hold of their call. So we have to teach them, but the system teach them that. Okay, son, you're going to go here, move here, go here, go do this, go do this. Follow after money. Follow after money. That's how you go. Go with the money, not with your spiritual life, leaving that behind. And how many know we teach our churches that? In the black church, that's how they teach you. You just got to get a good education, but education has to come from God. It has to come from God. Are y'all with me? So when the confusion is inside of you, that's what happens. Flush that thing out. Get it clear. You know how you get it clear? If you're married, look at your marriage. If you got children, look at your children. If you got a company, look at your company. If you got the church, you know what you're doing here. Look at it and say, where am I messing up here? When you mess up, the Bible says in the council, Among the counsel, the godly counsel, there's safety. So find people that will begin to secure you because you'll be on probation. That will begin to look at your life and y'all agree to where you want to go. And then you become accountable to these people that will keep jabbing you to go there. The problem is some of us don't want that. But if you don't want the accountability, it's the same reason why you don't want to, you don't want to change. When you know you're the real deal, nobody can stop you. Come on, bring it on. If you believe you're the best, bring it on. If you put your best foot forward, you don't mind failing. But most of us don't do that because the moment you start looking at your life, that's how your life should be. Look at your career. Do you want to be doing what you're doing now? Is that a building picture of what you do every day? Have you begun to do things differently to prepare for the future? All you got to do is get people that will hold you accountable. You said in 8 weeks you were going to do this. You ain't did nothing. And that'll check you. You said that in 2 weeks. Why? They're not doing that to want to get you and you hiding. See, if you're one of them ones hiding and all that, then you just go on because you don't want to change. But when you know you got to face the horn, then that'll keep you accountable so you can build up. Why? Because obviously you're not strong enough in that area. Amen. And let people hold you up till you get to that point. But see, if you don't do that, it's because that inner confusion say, oh, I can halfway do this and still work. Yeah. You can't do that. Are you with me? Yeah. I'm talking about the church that's steadily growing, the health of it. Let me give you a few things that a healthy church is going to have. You got to have, because I'm telling you, I'm tired of a small church. I'm ready for us to grow to at least 100 people. So we can have the crusades. I'm thinking mainly of 12 people here. 12 people here, steady people. It's going to take already about 2 years to train them. So let's get this party started. So let's get this thing started by you opening up. Let's talk about some things. Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail. How do you grow progressively in the church without the gates of hell pushing you back, stopping you, hindering you from your blessing, from everything? How? The first thing is number one, and most of us got to get a grip on this. You got to have healthy emotions. Healthy emotions. That means you got to tie your emotions to the word of God. Most of us ain't did that. Your emotions still like the world, but you ain't tied to the word. When the word is the only thing you can live by, it excites you to hear it. It don't just inspire you. It moves you. It gives you substance about today. Why can you go through tough times? Because emotionally, you've pulled yourself out from the way people think in the world, and you've connected it. You've connected it to the word of God emotionally. You know, when I thought about this message, the first thing I thought about was the crusades. Because I think we got to have more people out. I mean, I don't know if y'all can tell, but South Carolina, we've been rolling with South Carolina the last 2 years. But it's going to get more increasing. Going into next year, we need more people. We need the right kind of people. We're not talking about just throwing them out there. But the way that's going to happen, it can't come through me only. It's got to come through you. Sheep begat sheep. And as long as you begin to keep ignoring the fact that you are responsible for those that watch your life spiritually, who are feeding off your life to take them to the next level, and you keep letting that same devil, oh, they ain't going to listen. We'll never see it. Get your emotions right. Stop getting excited about just the blessing. Something good got to happen for you to be excited. Change that. Start laughing when all hell break loose. Practice it. Start hearing trouble come and laugh and get the joy. Start stirring your joy. Get your emotions regulated, because you can't be healthy If your emotions are not regulated, some of y'all hiding. You're hijacking the old feelings. Hiding it while you're in the church. But you feel the same way. You feel the same way like you've been out there in the world. The same thing can pull you down. It ought not be like that. Our needs are different now. Men shall not live by word alone, by bread alone, but every word, the word that proceeds, that's the word that God speaks, the written word. This is how we live. My emotions are fixed on that. Then you don't go through no day. You wonder why people can be excited, because they're not connected to what you're connected to. A headache can stop you. A mood can make you not do this. See, that's people you're going. Change that. Start getting up in the moment in the morning saying, I'm not moved by how I feel. I'm only moved by what I know. I'm moved by what I believe. I believe that God is calling me into a relationship with Him. That's called healing is the children's bread. I have everything I need. If you start talking like that, your emotions will realign itself. Some of you people can say things right now and still hurt your feelings. I mean, somebody could tell you something right now and it hurt your feelings. You still build people up. Still, that secret little Chucky inside. I want you to applaud me. I want you to say how much I've been a blessing to you. I see, you still need that. Why? Because you don't know who you are. Get your emotions regulated. You don't need to confer with man and flesh and blood. God call you. You've been redeemed. You don't go and, well, you know, I want to be accepted. That's why you got to be careful going in this world. Getting with these people. You got to know who these people are, because their cunningness, their business, the way they think, and you'll get it wrapped up in there. Thinking you doing good because you're in Trump Towers. In Trump Towers, taking the elevator to hell and don't even know it. Thinking you just growing. You're not growing. These are men. Wicked men who have hijacked God's agenda, who've been blind. It's called vanity. You don't chase after the world because of money. Does that would lower you money? Soon, the old people used to say, soon the troubles of this world will be over. And most people, our hearts be in that stuff. Why? Our emotions have never been shifted over. That's why I think stopping up the church. That's why we still got less than 50 people. Because some of us, our emotions are still back. Think about it. Where your old church, the church you came out, when you was in the world, your emotions still there. Your mama can still hurt your feelings. You're still there. I mean, she can do some things to hurt you, but I mean, you know what I mean. You giving her everything. But I'm saying you still got the wrong people around. You still haven't done anything. Why? Because it's not a fact of you doing it. It's what you're afraid of because your emotions are wrong. You've never shifted your emotions. Why does that make you cry? Why does that make you happy? You need to shift it. Your battle war, your assignment is different now. You're no longer just, you know, most of y'all coming, women, y'all are coming from, oh, let's have children. And then after we have children, we get a husband, we go on vacation, and then we watch the children go, we go to PTA meeting. See, God calling you from that. That's not it. He's calling you to be a battle warrior. And now he's saying, now you're a commander. You're going to do these same things, but I need you to have your emotions and your outlook different, because you're raising spiritual giants now. You're not just giving them veggie tails and just giving them juice to eat and sit on the floor. I need you to prepare Africa in here. I lace the countries all around you so that one day when you leave, they can take nations. But guess what? Some of us still battling because our emotions still saying emotions will keep your wrong emotions. How? This is still, how this going to happen? I can't talk, Lord. Moses, I ain't ask you all that. You're crying out to me, telling me what to do. But if you want to be healthy because you're stopping, when I called you, it's because other people are waiting on you. Emotions. I didn't say you don't cry, you don't get upset. But some of y'all still got like worldly connections. Ego. You really care about what people think about you when it comes to that. Worldly people. Some of y'all come back and make comments about people. Well, you know, they say, who's they? If you're talking about people on the world, why are you even listening to them? These people are not even in God, and you giving them advice. Don't bring your confusion over to me. Here we are on the battlefield. Can you imagine? We're going after in the spirit world, and then somebody come and tap you and say, this person back here said, and you can read, you can look and see their low status. Don't go to church. They got offended, full of the devil, and I'm listening to them. You want to tell that person who's a fence Christian, go back with them. Whose side are you on? You wrestling with these minor issues. Like when y'all talk about, when we talk about Obama and him being black in the press, the bottom line is, where is he helping black people? Not all this other stuff, it take time. Because I can tell you right now, when you get in office, there's some things you make a commercial. Let people know where you stand. Don't be ashamed. When you begin to think like that, and some of us, we make excuses. Well, it is not time yet and all this. You think Bush them was saying that? Immediately. Let's draw some more oil. Let's go do whatever. And we just accept it. Why? Because most of us, that's how we think. Your emotions are messed up. Get your emotions tied over to God. Some of you, when it comes to your children, you want to see them with the best, just like everybody else. But you cannot have your children and don't think they're going to be doing stuff wrong and you ain't got, you know, y'all still surprised at hearing stuff. All of us that got our kids in public school, don't be surprised at nothing. Just be able to get a cleaner and wash it out. If they're in public school, they're seeing everything. So don't say, oh, they being protected and all. Don't do that. You got to look and see. And then you got to run them off. Because they're exposed to a lot of things. But if your emotions are wrong, you don't even know how to handle that. You just get mad and go off. Are you with me? A steady growing church has always got healthy emotions. Whenever I talk to somebody with healthy emotions, it's very easy to talk to. Because they're balanced, man. They understand real life. Like, this is not logical. You know, it's going to take a little time. If I tell them we're going to Columbia, they can rationale. But when your emotions are not right, the first thing come to your mind is how you're going to get there. How we going to do. All of the obstacles come. Because your emotions are tied like that. Your thinking is messed up. It goes straight there. Why? Your thinking will go to your dysfunction of emotions. So when fear is there, your thinking will start going straight there. How you gonna do this? Why? You're trying to protect. Because you've been out before. You didn't have no money. You were scared. So that fear sits there and is protected. Because your emotions are not right. So there's no room for faith. When God want to do something new and build, guess what? He can't do it. Because you're wondering how. He ain't never asked you how. Are you with me? So that's why we have to make sure that you're going there. Another thing, second thing a healthy church is going to do. They're constantly growing spiritually, individually. And this is a question you got to ask yourself. Where are you spiritually? Because if you're healthy, you're growing. You get more excited about the word, not this fake hype. But you're excited about destiny. You don't go down and get down in the dumps. If you're really, really building your spirit is strong, you know. The Christ element of you is strong. You got got to lean on that part. It's stronger than the natural, but you got to pull on it. Whenever you see somebody with a strong spirit, you can build with them, man. You can tell them to do the impossible. They're willing to go. And again, I'm not talking about your verbiage. I'm talking about your inside. Because some of y'all hide stuff. And tonight I'm talking about the things you're hiding. Because your hiding is what's causing people not to be able to come in. This church should be bigger than this by now. We don't have to go on the radio. We should just be able to use lives. All of our lives should be transforming other lives. And if the people you around, you're not transforming them, you need to get from around them. You need to go where you're celebrated, where people are growing in. You can tell when people feeding off you, than people tolerating you. But when you just still, some of y'all get in your own car, $3 and something worth of gas, and go places to stump your own spiritual growth. You go there. You pick up your own cell phone and call people that are going to hinder you spiritually. You connect yourself to that. And that's what's hindering the people. Because you don't have, when you start growing, man, let me tell you, you don't be wanting to hang around people that ain't moving. That's how I know you ain't going nowhere. When you settle things with people, you can't be sitting in the, here you are. We going to all these places witnessing the people, and you think you're going to sit down with some pastor saying, yeah, this will be a good idea. Knowing his deacon-possessed church ain't going to let him do nothing. You ain't going to spend no time with people like that. We on the move. It's time to go. Praying about something that God already told us to do, and they're going to label it as order. The order y'all under is met. You've been doing it for 20 years. I can take you to churches that's done 6 outreaches in 10, 15 years. Some of them are word of faith. Thousands and thousands of dollars, but very little is being done as far as souls. You know why that happens? Because sometimes we just overlook things. You will become a victim if you're not growing steady. Right. What's the Lord speaking to you in your devotion? You ain't got to get religious with it, but stop. You know, you got to get in this word. How do you know what God is saying if you're not in the word? I wish I could do like this and it's gone. I know that's right. You got it. But you got to study the word. Remember, when the teacher comes, it's because the student is ready. You can't fake God out. You can't read 2 scriptures and then come to Leroy and say, Leroy, I try to read. See that God looking at you saying, don't play with me. Yeah, yeah. You ain't for real. Go at me the way you went after what you something you like. Go after me like that. I want you all your heart. Go after me as though you ain't had no job and you had to go get some money before that. Go after me as though one of these children died and they taking them in the EMS, going to the hospital, and you don't know what happened to you. You just know they take. How would you react? You'll stop pursuing. Go after me as though a car is sitting on your spouse. Well, some of y'all, I would hope y'all would want to take it off. Maybe that wasn't a good analogy. You hear that, Anthony? Don't let that be your testimony, son. So you want to make sure. That's how God wants it. Stop playing games with God. Pursue him. Turn the TV off. Take everything out. Say, Lord, you're going to speak to me. Ain't that what Jacob did when he began to wrestle with God? He said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to stop until something begin to happen. And those of you that know God, if you believe anything that I got to say, I never went to another level until you had moments like that. God, I'm too confused to take another step. I don't know what I'm doing right now. The people may think I know, but I don't know. I need a word from you, Lord. I can't play. Sometimes I even close the Bible and say, Lord, I need you to speak to my heart. Give me something on the inside. Why? Because he wants to lead you, but he wants people to be serious. Now people going to pick it up one day and then tomorrow because you got to go and pick up this and Food Line got a sale and you got to go over here. You forgetting him. He ain't talking to you because you ain't for real. Yeah. He want people to be in the grocery store and he say, turn around. I want you to tell this lady this. And I know you're going to look funny, but it really don't matter about you because you've been in my presence. You know that I take the foolish things of this world and make something happen out of it. And you know that. So you begin to act like that. But see, if you don't think like that, guess what? You'll just be sitting there going, thinking God going to do something and you trying. That's the same poison that's in the word of faith today. You trying. There is no try. You go get God. I ain't talking about every situation going to be good. I'm talking about your pursuit of God. This has nothing to do with your obstacles. It's your pursuit of God. It don't cost you nothing to get in the closet and pray in the tongues all tonight. You can do it tonight. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. If you want to take a day off, you can do it all night. And you can say, Lord, you got to do something today. I'm tired of being the same. I want to go to the next level. See, when people start calling on him like that, things will start moving. You'll lose stuff. But that only happened because you're growing spiritually. When there's no spiritual growth, you don't think that's real. You don't think God can visit us every time we meet. We struggle with that here because most of you don't think he's coming every time. You think he got to come when there's a certain, on a certain Saturday. God said when we get together, he's going to be in the midst. See, that's what make you come and enter into his gates all excited and be thankful. Why? Because God is in the midst. That's what makes you excited because you know that in the presence of God, there's liberty, the freedom, there's bondage is being broken. You know that things are going to be loose. So that's why you come to church. Even though I might be sick, I still said I'm going to go because why? I know when God starts to mix and he is the healer. He is everything. But see, if you're not growing spiritually, you don't think about these things, man. The world will be giving you a piece of paper. You at the bookstore getting a book. Wanting somebody else's revelation or somebody else's testimony to match your life. It don't even make sense. You can only be inspired like that. You can't be built except you build your own house. God got to build you up. And some of us, we look at our obstacles and we allow our obstacles to tell us what we can and cannot do. Your pursuit of God has nothing to do with what you're going through. That's why he said love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. Sometimes you can get before God and love on God to your surrounding. Just, it don't matter. You wonder why you come out with all kind of financial pressure and people don't know. Because it don't matter. All hell breaking loose and you don't know what to do. I mean, it's just... But it's just like you got this peace that passes all understanding. Why? Because you know you've been in with God. And some of us have to break that mindset that you just go with God one time. You got to walk with him. You know, I really believe some of y'all don't think God is real. You don't think he going to walk with you. You think he just want to bless you and come in and out. You go to work and then he'll stay aside. When trouble comes, you go, now you walk with God. You can't pray all day, but you can meditate all day. You think, you just sit there and you walk in the cool of the day, and you just say, God, I thank you. Sometimes you got to ride and say, Lord, these are beautiful trees. Just start talking to yourself. Why? It's called murmuring. That's meditating day and night. That's what Joshua was saying. That's the only way you're going to make his laws a part of your heart. I know it may sound good. So that's why when you look at technology and TV and all, you got to put this thing in its perspective. Because you got to let that word get inside. You got to build like that. When you don't build like that, nothing happens. Are you with me? God is looking for a church that will steadily grow. But that church will have people that's growing spiritually. Some of you are not growing. You stagnated. You know why? Because when you meet an obstacle, you stop. And if somebody is not there to tell you, you start blaming reasons why. You know how you do that? Because you start looking at all the wrongs of the people. Your spiritual life is your responsibility. You are where you are. I am where I'm at because of what I labored. What you do. It's not based off anybody else. You can't get mad at people because I know some of you don't like to hear it. There's some of you that's more valuable than others. God loves us all. But some of you, you dig out spiritual things and you make more access of heaven on earth than the others. It's because of your priorities of what you do. That's just the truth. You go to war, you want snipers. You want people that can go and take care of business. You don't go down to Fort Jackson and say, give me the people that just came in. We'll take them to Afghanistan. And try to prove to them that they're valuable. No, we need the real deal today. How does that happen? Because you're growing spiritually. Ask yourself this question. Where are you spiritually? Are you growing? Growing don't mean you taking these little itty. I'm talking about are you grabbing a hold of what God is saying? Because if you look at the church, we're doing it. But I believe some of us are stagnating people from coming here because of your growth. Open up. Let go after God. Pursue it. I promise you people will begin to eat off the fruit of your life. Stop being around people that you know they don't reverence and honor the fruit in your life. Don't be around them because you can't help them. You know, I don't know who that was. I was telling Pastor Lisa, I don't know who it was, but somebody I was saying, you know, it's not, you know, I can't do anything with them. So it's like, you don't need to connect because what can you do with them? You're out of their pay grade. And that's just how some things are. Your cousin may never listen to you. That's reality. But your job is to get around people who can feed. And let me tell you, when you get around people who can feed off your spirit, you got to help them. Because see, some of y'all think they feed off your spirit because you like to use this. You use your mouth. You don't mind talking, but you got to pay. You have to serve them. You have to love on them because they're not going to come until they see how much you love them. You just can't keep saying, well, you know, I see you're having a problem, and then you just ignore the problem. Yeah, we all can admit, I don't want to deal with that. I don't feel like that. So what? It's not about you. Yeah. You're going as a messenger of Christ, as an ambassador of Christ. Forget about you and begin to take in something. Remember my rule of 80-20? 80% of crap, you get 20% of influence. So you got to learn how to deal with that. If some of you don't learn how to deal with that, nothing will happen for you. Some of you still, you run and duck people because you see their issues first. You got to ask yourself, did God lead these people to me? I've never been around people that had jewels inside of them that just, they're just clear. Because guess what? Everybody will be going to see them. Everybody will be running to them if they could see. If they knew Billy Graham would be Billy Graham and their rewards in heaven would be like him. If they knew some of the people that knew about you, about us, about what we're doing and what God is doing, they would just take you. But guess what? Think about it. Somebody had to see you when nobody else saw you. Somebody had to love you unconditionally just to get you to take a step. You didn't accelerate. I'm talking about the steps in your life. Somebody had to see your mess, see everything, and still say, you know, but God's still going to use you. And I ain't even going to look at you in light of that because I ain't even going to mention why, because God is still working on you. Everybody are beneficials for that. That's why, what are you doing for somebody? Are you just so uppity now? You got it all together, and you I know you ain't going to say it, but that's your posture. Because when people begin to come out and you know they got a little work, yeah, they got, oh, man, this this girl, he got all these kids. This man, he got all these kids. He done been on drugs. I don't know if I want to marry him because he got all his child support. See, you don't want to carry that kind of load. I ain't say you got to. But you got to begin to think. How much is somebody dealing with you? How much of us would not be here if somebody didn't love us? Unconditional. Nobody. Somebody had to see us. Why are we faking this thing then? Why we see people with issues? You know what that does? It exposes that the church is not mature. It exposes that we're not really mature. We're saying we're strong. And y'all, we hearing it every week. But how many people you discipling? That's the truth. If you ain't got nobody and you've been here all these years and you hopping in the van and we going, but who's under your lineage? Your triangle that you went and took and nurtured up. Put time, money, and effort into and say you're going to be. Because see, let me tell you something. If you can get somebody that will do that, I'm telling you, the seed will come forth. And stop looking at particular people. Who they are. You just got, when God put them in your way, you got to be able to say, you know what? I see it anyway. You got a different person. Now, some of y'all are so sweet because you ain't like you and all this stuff. You don't care about that because I can tell you. You got to be able to say, you know what? God's going to use you one day. You just say what God would say. Do what God would do. And watch the fruit come forth. Your words ain't going to come back void because you speak in his word. But stop judging people. I'm talking about that inside, Chuck. Well, y'all saying that because if you was fully going, y'all should have more people coming. You should be discipling people. Some of you should be having Bible studies in your house. Forming people's lives. The neighbors, they hungry, but they're looking for laborers. They don't want people that just going to carry the Bible in the house and say, I'm a Christian going to Impact Church. They're saying, impact me then. Give me something that I ain't never had before. After you speak a word, let me see you love me unconditionally. Let me see you do something for me that nobody else did, that you're not trying to do it to be seen. Let me see the genuineness of your God birth out. Most of us, we don't do that. You can't do that if you don't grow. You just stay the same. You won't see that. Because you look at work in a different way. The harvest is plentiful. But we need to find some laborers. There's some people in y'all path right now that will rise up if you will take them under. Stop letting your children and your spouse be the talk. When I first got married, Pastor Lisa didn't like all the people around. All the time. And I said, now listen, I got to have people around. So I didn't say every week, but we can cut the grilling from every week to every other week. Used to come to the house, every weekend it was just because that's what I like to do, people. Before you know it, revival breaking out in the living room. We crying and worshiping God. Why? Because that's the way I was. But you got to talk. Don't sit there and say, that's not her person. Oh, my. Some of y'all get scared. Your own spouse is scared. Weak man. Don't be like that. You letting a woman tell you. She can't tell me what to do in my own house. You weak. She got you because you're so weak. You don't know how to be strong. I'm not talking about you overtake her, but good Lord, you can't sit on your own furniture. Oh, don't sit on that. Remind me of the man in Dawson's that day in West Ashley, New York. We were in there, and a little boy come up, and he had that bread, and the little white boy, he playing, and don't press that bread now. And I mean, he got serious with the white boy. She sent me over here to get this bread now. I don't want to hear that when I, and I mean, he going off on this little boy. She started, you messed that bread up. And then the woman, she didn't send me over here. I was trying to go home. And that little boy, like, he don't hear all that. Because of the fear from your own wife. You know why? That's because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You got to be strong. You let people, in other words, we got to negotiate. Okay, we ain't going to do it like this, but it ain't going to be all your way either. So let's come to the middle now. If you're willing to come to the middle, let's do that. But it ain't going to be no one way. Why? Because when you give up that, guess what? You give up the way that God really wanted to be. Because he put you together to become one. Tell Anthony to lift his head. He's not listening. All right. All right. You know, he said, put you together to be one. So if you won, you don't sit there and let somebody dominate. You're afraid. You know how you go in the living room? Oh, don't sit on there. Don't put the plates. Don't use these plates. You're talking to the man who in the house? That's you weak. Don't drive this car. You're going to tell me everything is ours. If I get up and want to get up on Saturday morning, whichever car in the back, if I just feel like sitting in the bucket seats, then that's what I'm going to ride. But there is no yours and mine. That's a sign of weakness. No, that ain't how marriage works. It's ours. If you become a millionaire, if the kids become a millionaire, we'll be building buildings with their money. Some of you are not strong enough for that. Why? Because you don't see it like that. We all won. Are you with me? If you're not growing, you'll never see it like that. You stay the same way you think. The same way. Why? Because spiritually you're not going to another level. Make sure that if you're going to be a part of the church that's growing, steady. Y'all, it's time for our church to grow. It's time. On your job, there are people that's calling. You know what you got to do? You got to make sure your life lining up to what you believe in. Some of you still don't have a good witness. That's why you got to keep growing. Don't mean you're perfect, but keep growing. You know, people can tell when you make a mistake and you're genuinely wanting to get results. But when your ego, your attitude, your moods, the way you see it, your inconsistency gets in the way, that's what people don't like. Because if you make a genuine mistake and you go to them and say, man, I'm sorry. Guess what? That one mistake is not going to outdo all the good you done did. But when you got different motives, it's not like that. You want to talk a lot. Let me tell you. See, it don't work. You're making excuses. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Learn not to make excuses. That's why when you grow spiritually, you realize that. I remember they sat down on Fox when Bill Clinton, some issue about going overseas and stuff, and they tried to just nail him. Bill Clinton said, yeah, I made mistakes. But let me tell you what the real issue, y'all brought me on here to try to catch me with something. Just expose them. Can't expose them. And even if you look at Obama, he's so genuine, you can't question his ethics, what he believe in. In other words, the essence of his spirit is saying, even if it's not the best spiritually, I'm trying to help as much as I can. What I know. This is how I see it. Show me a better way and let's try to look at it. Amen. But you ain't know that about Bush. Be honest. You didn't know what his motives was. You just don't know. You didn't say it was wrong. You just didn't know. There's something called unquestionable ethics. Not letting your good be evil spoken of. But that happens because you're steadily growing. Y'all, let's grow the church. You know, maybe we'll get back to this. I got 3 more points that we'll finish at another time. But y'all, the church got to grow. But who are you stopping? If we stay in this cycle of, oh, I'm growing, you at a place where you can begin to disciple people. Love on them. Don't try to have no church. Bring them to the church. But then begin to feed people spiritually. Don't do a lot of talking. Be more discerning. Where are the people? Because some of you talk to people that like to talk. Be very careful on your job when people start connecting to you. Because they connect because they work. Challenge them after a while and say, come to the church. That's how you do it. You build with people. Give them a way out. But stop thinking that everybody is for it, because God is looking for us now to begin to grow. Get from around people that don't respond to who you are. You know, I was at my mom's church on Sunday, and as soon as I got up, you know, I'd say, I'm sitting down here now. And they called me to pray. I was texting, and they just called. Then we'll have a prayer by Pastor Brad McClain. Now, I'm sitting in the pews. And as I'm walking up, I'm thinking, and the first thing in my head is, it's just too much work. It's too much work for this today. The people are here. I came to see my mama and to be here with I didn't come to preach. And as soon as you get on the pulpit, you just feel that lag. Hey, brother. You're just looking. And it's like, and I got up in there, and I didn't know what I'm going to pray. I mean, I'm literally just going through it like, must be what? It ain't even been 20 seconds. Lord, we thank you. We pray for the sick. And they calling out the sick and shut-in out loud, Mary Campbell. And you sitting there. But you know what got to my head? The people don't want it. You got to be discerning to know that. You sitting there, I could have went in there, and some of y'all would have been like, oh, yeah, this is an opportunity to spread the seed. See, I didn't been there. Maybe if you was there, it would have been different. But I didn't did that for 5 years. You look at the people. You know where they're at. Discernment, instead of spending all this time, spinning your wheels, coming back. Yeah, I preached in St. Matthew's and the Word of God, making it up. When the people sitting there, they can't. You're telling them to stand up, they won't even stand up. You tell them to clap, two people clapping. You looking at the faces, they staring at you, can see the spirit. It's more devils in there than at a Visions nightclub in West Ashley. More. But guess what? If you're not discerning, you spend all your time there. The true church, don't do that. You're looking for people who are looking for you. Be able to tell who's looking for you. It's okay if people don't know something, you got to walk them through stuff. But let people honor what you carry before you start pouring out to them. Give them witnessing, but don't give them the seed until they're ready. Because you'll be giving pearls to the swine. Are you with me? Come on, let's stand to our feet. The steady growth.